It is time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, who's here to talk about the public radio issues that matter most to you. And we will also be graced by the presence of Dean, Rick, John, Ellen, and Lisa too, regional managers of Wisconsin Public Radio, who will talk about upcoming events with public radio involvement that are going on all over the state this summer. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, July the 11th. If you have a question about what's going on the air or behind the scenes or in your community involving Wisconsin Public Radio, please call 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Mike Crane is in the studio with me. Mike is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's kind of a stormy morning in Madison and throughout parts of southern Wisconsin. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in place until 11 o'clock this morning for southern Wisconsin, and we do have some severe thunderstorm warnings and storms happening as we speak. And Mike, probably a lot of interruptions, at least in southern Wisconsin, on Wisconsin Public Radio from emergency broadcasting.
That's right. It's possible we're not even being heard now. And I'll explain. What we have for all of our stations is they're set up to automatically interrupt programming when there's a severe weather warning. For instance, I was listening earlier, and you were in the midst of conversation, and the programming got interrupted to announce, this was a couple hours ago now, that there was a problem with high winds and so on in southwest Wisconsin. And over the course of the morning, we could follow that based on the interruptions. And then you came back and showed no sign that you knew. And that's exactly right, because it's a statewide broadcast. Not all of the stations interrupt because not all of them have those warnings. And that is part of our engagement with basically the civil defense, the ability for us to be safe. And a severe thunderstorm can be bad enough. We've heard reports of hail. There was a report of a semi overturned not too far from our studios in Madison and so on. So it can be very dangerous. And certainly when there's a tornado warning, we feel really glad that the programming is interrupted faster than we humans could get to it. So that happens throughout this sort of season.
Yeah, and we just keep on talking during these because somebody in Superior, for example, that's not getting severe weather will still hear the program uninterrupted.
That's right.
Yeah. And you, speaking of Superior, were in that neck of the woods yesterday.
Weekend. The whole weekend, mm-hmm. Yes. I was up there Friday for a fundraising event. We're building a new station there at 90.9 FM that will be much more powerful than the current Ideas Network station, about 100 times more powerful. And so we were meeting some friends and new friends and so on right before the Capitol Steps performance that was at the Big Top. And Michael Feldman, a couple of the crew from his show were there. Lyle was there, and Jim, and then, as I say, a number of friends and new friends. And then we had the live performance of What Do You Know on Saturday, also from Big Top. So just really a lot of fun to be there. And then I had a chance to just stay on for the weekend and had a bike ride on Madeline Island and so on. It was just great.
Gorgeous. And you got to put your toe into chilly Lake Superior.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If I weren't wearing my dorky bike shorts, I might have gone for a swim. But it was great.
So the progress on that Schwamigan Bay Station fundraising effort?
We have about $30,000 pledged out of about $85,000 challenge for us. The total story is that we received a federal grant from a program that unfortunately since has been zeroed out that helps stations to construct new stations or to replace equipment, that sort of thing. And this is a 25% match that we're raising locally. And with help from the Mary Rice Foundation, we have a challenge involved there too, kind of a 3-for-1 where for every $3 raised, the Mary Rice Foundation will match it with a dollar. So we're excited to have that help and optimistic that we'll complete the fundraising maybe before summer is out, but the challenge is to complete it by December in any case. the challenge from the Mary Rice Foundation. And the engineering's going very well. The station is almost done. We still have some wiring and stuff to do. And the official FCC approval to let us actually put it on the air. But that should be coming within weeks, not months. So I'm really excited about
Very good. We will, by the way, be welcoming in about 20 minutes or so the regional manager for Northwestern Wisconsin, who is based in Superior. John Munson will be joining us to talk more about some of the other fun events that might be happening in that neck of the woods for this summer. We also will hear from our regional manager based in Eau Claire and in Wausau and in Green Bay and in Milwaukee to talk about Wisconsin Public Radio involvement in community events. Mike, I did attend the art fair on the square and off the square in Madison this weekend, and I also attended a very nice music and cultural festival called La Fête de Marquette. And Wisconsin Public Radio had booths or some sort of presence at both of those events, and it was very nice to have staff and volunteers to say hello to. And I'm just talk a little bit about why we do this.
Well, there's at least two really solid reasons. One is just to reflect what's going on in our community. We know that our listeners are interested in these things, and then this is a really nice side effect. By being involved, we get to meet our listeners in person. You know, during this hour, I have a chance to meet a few listeners by phone or to get an email from them. But that chance for staff, myself included, to meet with individuals that care about Wisconsin Public Radio is something you can't replace it with anything else. Just that in-person opportunity is really important for us. And then, if it helps the arts and the community, then that's a powerful kind of a relationship that we can have.
Okay, so stay tuned as we talk about more of these events coming up all over the state of Wisconsin as we continue talking with Mike Crane, who is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike joins us once a month to talk about things happening at Wisconsin Public Radio and to share some news with you about issues that matter to you about this service, about this public media service. One thing I know it was a big to-do around here, Mike, was that, to the best of our knowledge, launched its new website. And that was something you've talked about on this program for some time, and it's here.
That's right. We had a lot of help from some donors that gave larger checks to make sure that happened, and that was terrific. We thank them all. And what's wonderful about the new site is that right away, as soon as we changed it from the old one, our visitors from Wisconsin and all throughout the world were using it actively and letting us know what was good and bad. And Charles Monroe Kane, who's one of the producers on the show, has been very excited about something that really is new for the show. Because it's a weekly show and it's prepared several weeks in advance, it's been very hard to respond to current events, you know, things happening right now. And with the new website, it's become possible. So, for instance, the very first few days, it was Helen Keller's birthday. And now, of course, we don't have an interview with Helen Keller, but we did have an interview with Evelyn Glennie, who could offer a kind of a perspective, because Evelyn is a blind classical musician, very famous, actually. And so that was one of several interviews that Charles was able to highlight, just responding right away to what was in the news. And I think people should check it out. It's really also just looks great at ttbook.org.
Yeah, very nice. Does this mean that now that the TT Books new website is complete, that we'll concentrate more on updating the Wisconsin Public Radio website?
It does. Part of our strategy there is that as complex as the TT Book website was, it's a lot simpler than all of the different branches of things that are on WPR.org. So one of the things we talk about internally, and I'll talk about it externally right now, is that WPR.org is an extremely powerful website with a lot of things you can do. Listen online and find classical music listings and learn about the people behind the scenes and read the news and so on and so on. But it's also not easy to use. And so the idea is that we hope within the next year we're going to do a major refresh using some new technology to make it also easy to maintain behind the scenes, but that listeners will find it even more valuable than they do now.
Super. We had a comment in our listener logs that I'd like to pose to you. from a listener who is curious about podcasting. I know Here on Earth podcasts its programs, but are there any plans to do so for the other Ideas Network programs? I don't have the time to actively download each new show every day, and the radio reception is not very good where I work.
Well, first I'll explain for those who don't know, a podcast basically means a subscribed download. And so you can already download, as this listener knows, but what if you want to do is just set it and forget it so that it just goes into your device, your iPod or whatever, you need a podcast. And yes, we're working on that for all of the Ideas Network shows. I was just checking in with the web people the other day, and they said, yep, we've had a couple of technical delays, but it is very much on our list. And I know one of the reasons that we were delayed, which is not technical, is just person hours, if you will, was the need to focus on getting the TT Book website all the way launched. And now that that's done, that gives us a chance to turn our eyes back to the podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll certainly announce it here as soon as it's ready, because we know a lot of people would really appreciate it.
Anything else new that you want to share before we start taking calls from listeners and welcome in our regional managers?
Well, there's new programming for today. In fact, I just handed you the announcement a few minutes ago that we probably should mention, because it's a change in our program schedule.
Right. President Obama will be holding a news conference this morning on the status of efforts to find a balanced approach to deficit reduction. We will carry live coverage from NPR this morning from starting at 10 here on the Ideas Network. So Kathleen's second hour will be preempted for special coverage from NPR, President Obama's news conference on the debt ceiling stalemate. And that'll be interesting to hear. I know that we are planning on doing more talk shows tomorrow on the debt ceiling debate, but we like to also carry these live events of importance, Mike.
That's right, and the Ideas Network is the usual spot for that. On occasion, we've carried a live event just because of the way that the programming works out on our other network, News and Classical Network, and we wondered about that on Friday, actually, because going up to just a few minutes before the shuttle launch, which we had that live broadcast about that, it wasn't clear that the shuttle was going to actually take off. And if it had not, then we were going to have to look for a Saturday or a Sunday broadcast, and we might have chosen to go with Weekend Edition live and continue with that. Because we also had the live broadcast from the Big Top that What Do You Know was doing. So I'm glad we weren't handed with that dilemma because the shuttle took off and successfully is up there right now.
And News Director Michael Leland also reports that Wisconsin Public Radio will be providing recall primary updates on the Ideas Network tomorrow night and next Tuesday night after the polls close at 8 o'clock. So there will be a coverage of the results of the recall primaries. In August, we plan live coverage of the general recall elections also on the Ideas Network. So we'll be covering elections, which isn't typical for a summer, but we will be doing that here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right. We did have one other piece of news, which I regard as happy news for him, sad news for us, which is that Brian Bull is leaving us.
That was, we just learned that on last week.
Yeah, congratulations to Brian. He's headed to WCPN in Cleveland, a wonderful radio station, another public station. And I know this is an opportunity he relishes. And we'll be looking for a new assistant news director very soon. And so I hope we find someone that contributes like Brian does and brings their, of course, their own things to the table. But congratulations and good luck to Brian.
Yeah, you will be missed, Brian Bull. Talking with Mike Crane during this edition of Mondays with Mike. If you have a question for Mike about Wisconsin Public Radio programming or operations or other services, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, who stops by once a month to share news with you and to talk with you about Wisconsin Public Radio. Today, a little special focus on all of the community activities that Wisconsin Public Radio is involved in all over the state of Wisconsin. And we have invited all of our regional managers to join us for a few minutes during this hour to talk about some events or festivals or things that are happening in their neck of the woods that also involve Wisconsin Public Radio. Joining us first is Dean Collenbach, who is Wisconsin Public Radio's Western Regional Manager based in Eau Claire. Good morning, Dean.
Hi, Joy.
Thanks a lot for being with us. And you're doing double duty because John Gatto, who is our regional manager for La Crosse, happens to be on vacation. So we'll ask you about what's happening all over western Wisconsin. What's happening, Dean?
Well, well-deserved for John. I'm going to start out, though, with a little trivia question for you, Joy.
Okay.
Because you're having this discussion about regional offices, I did a little digging, and this is actually a historic day relating to the regions. Can you guess what that is?
Today is a historic day for the regions. I am going to guess, Dean, that perhaps on this day, 25 years ago or so, that you began Morning Edition broadcasts in Eau Claire as the regional morning host of our programming.
Well, you're close. Today is the anniversary, the 25th anniversary of the day the first people were hired to do that, and the two people who were hired at first were Aaron Davison and myself.
There we go. Aaron was in Stevens Point, and you were in
Menominee.
Stout. Yeah, that at UW Stout.
And so anyway, you didn't realize it, but you're having this program on the anniversary of when the first employees were hired to staff regional offices. The broadcast started September 1st. You were on board by then, right?
In fact, it was September 1st that I began broadcasting at the Green Bay Studios.
Yep.
As our host there. At that time, it was WGBW.
And I'm guessing Ellen will maybe want to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we're going to have some to-dos coming up later in August. Well, that's neat. Happy anniversary, Dean.
Thank you. I didn't realize it until last night. I was digging through some files, and I said, this is actually the day.
Very fun. So how are you going to celebrate in the Eau Claire region?
Oh, we've got lots of fun, and it's interesting. John Gatto taking well-deserved break today. He's been very busy, though, because he's deeply involved in a couple of joint efforts that the Western office and the Cooley region office, which John manages, are involved in. One of them is our Big Top trips. Mike mentioned that he spent the weekend in the Shawamigan Bay, and that is such a, even though we love our own region of the state, it's such a great area to go to. And of course, our program, Tent Show Radio, features performances from the Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua summer season. Each summer for the past 10 years or so, we've run trips to the Big Top and put those together with a fun experience of the Shawamigan Bay and Lake Superior. This year, as we did last year, we're going to have two trips going to the tent the same 2 days from different parts of the state. Those days are August 11th and 12th. We'll have one Lamers motor coach that leaves Green Bay and picks up some folks in Wausau, another that starts in the La Crosse area with pickups in Eau Claire and Rice Lake. We all end up in Ashland at the Lake Superior Lodge, and then after dinner we go see the Big Top House Show, Ladies of the Canyon. That's a tribute to the music of Carole King, Joni Mitchell, Mama Cass, some of the other female singers from the 70s in that Laurel Canyon area of California, that creative area. Next day, then, after staying overnight in Ashland, we go back to Bayfield and have some fun there before we all head home. If you'd like to learn more about the trip for your area, you can go to the WPR.org site and then click on Studio Stations and Program Schedules. Pick the region you want to leave from, and you can find out more detail there.
That sounds like a blast. That sounds like a lot of fun. What about events based right in your community, Dean? Are you doing a lot of those this summer?
We generally are a little bit quiet. The stuff that we've done usually do for the summer, we've done already. We are involved in the Open Air Festival of the Arts, which is a June event. In the La Crosse area, though, there is actually a La Crosse Day at the Great River Shakespeare Festival in Winona on July 23rd. That's kind of a neat experience. That's Winona, Minnesota, of course, but right on the river, and a lot of great Wisconsin Public Radio fans in that community. And then the Great River Folk Festival in August with Wisconsin Public Radio regional staff from the La Crosse area. August 27th and 28th will be a big thing. And, of course, the Big River Radio Wave has a recording coming up this Sunday at the Big River Theater in Alma. That's actually three of our Western Wisconsin stations, WHLA in La Crosse, WRFW in River Falls, WHWC in Menominee, broadcast a summer special series called the Big River Radio Wave. This is our third season we've been doing it. The program's generally recorded as a variety show at the Big River Theater in Alma, just a stone's throw from the Mississippi River, as they say from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the house band is a great group called the River Benders. They do two or three songs each episode. Best-selling author and essayist Kenny Solway, the last River Rat, is a regular contributor. Often a regional comedian in the mix as well. The show is hosted by Mac Cherry and Wisconsin Public Radio's own Al Ross. And so the program is heard on Friday nights on those stations at 6 o'clock, and then there's a repeat on WLSU in La Crosse on Sunday nights at 6. But there's actually a chance, if you wanted to go see the show live, which is going to be recorded for later broadcast, that's happening this Sunday. And if you want more details on that, you can go to the Big River Radio Wave's own site at BigRiverRadioWave.com.
Well, thank you very much, Dean. Sounds like good stuff. Anything else before we let you go?
Well, doing a lot of political coverage in both La Crosse and Eau Claire with recall elections in both these regions. Our regional call-in programs have done some work in covering forums for those elections. We'll be staying with them until the recalls are finished in August.
Thanks a lot for being with us.
Happy to be here.
Dean Kallenbach is Wisconsin Public Radio's Western Regional Manager based in Eau Claire. We will hear from all of the rest of our regional managers throughout the hour talking about regional activities and events where Wisconsin Public Radio is involved. And throughout the hour, we'll also take your questions for Mike Crane, who stays with us. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And in fact, we have a caller waiting. Brad in Whiting is with us. Hello, Brad. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike. Every couple weeks or so, I'll email staff at WPR regarding guest suggestions, aired shows, and WPR operations. So far, I've never gotten a reply or an acknowledgement to any of my emails or even that you've received them. Would it be possible for your staff to respond or just acknowledge my emails? And then my other question is, what is your email address?
Okay, sure. It certainly is possible. I don't know, and I'll find out from your email whether they're getting here, Brad, because we do have spam filters that sometimes even take listeners out. So let me give you my email. It's mike.crane, so that's mike.crane at wpr.org. And as far as response, I have to say that I will try to respond specifically to the one you'll send me now, but I get hundreds of emails a day sometimes, and it can be really overwhelming. We had in the past tried some things like having autoresponders for personal emails, like, you know, my work email, but that ended up creating different kinds of problems, like our professional colleagues saying, "Stop that!" to those auto responses. If you send to the main listener email, there is an automatic response that would at least give you a sense that it arrived here. But that is the challenge, is that we just get tons and tons of email suggestions. And I know that when you get to an even larger organization like National Public Radio, what they've done is they've made it so that they don't even give out emails. They just force you to use a form online, and then they direct the emails to the individuals. So I'm very sorry about that. I know that the emails are being read because we constantly talk about listener suggestions, and I will look forward to your particular email.
Yeah. It seems to me if you go to our website and email the listener suggestion area, or is it listener@wpr.org if you want to send directly to our audience services center, listener@wpr.org, there will be that auto response that says we received your email and we'll give it to the appropriate department.
Which they do. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that we're all in the talk department, if it's suggestions about talk programming, during all of the daily shows, that is monitored by staff as we go along. And so your email would be seen even in that context.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
For the call. And we appreciate all of your suggestions so whenever they come in, and we follow up on them when it is possible. So we appreciate your suggestions. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike joins us usually on the first Monday of each month, but sometimes the second. Today is the second. I think the 4th of July interfered with our plans for the first Monday on this particular month. But we also have invited many of our regional managers to join us to give us quick updates on what's happening in their neck of the woods. We heard from Dean Kallenbach already to find out what was going on in Eau Claire and La Crosse and all of western Wisconsin. Now we are happy to welcome Rick Ryer, Wisconsin Public Radio's Central Regional Manager. He is based in Wausau. And Rick joins us by phone. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Joy. Mike, how are you guys doing today?
Very well. What's happening? What's new in the Wausau region?
Well, you know, we started something new this year with respect to our regional program, Route 51. It's a summer music series, and it's featuring artists and bands with local roots. For example, last week we had a group from Minneapolis called Communist Daughter. Sounds kind of non-public radio, but it was really good. It's kind of right up our alley. They're an indie pop, indie rock group based out of Minneapolis, and their bassist is from Wausau. And they've been featured on NPR and a big write-up in a Rolling Stone not too long ago, and their music's been featured on Grey's Anatomy on the TV series. They were in our studio last week with some live music. Over the next few weeks, we'll be featuring performers including the upcoming Big Bull Falls Jazz Fest performances, South Beach Chamber Orchestra from Miami, whose leader is from Wausau, and folk icons Art Stevenson and Highwater. They're from the Amherst area, and they'll be all kind of filtering through our regional program over the next couple of weeks. An exciting project we've got beginning tomorrow is something happening at the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days outside of Marshfield. We'll be recording oral histories of dairy farming in the state, and it's a collaboration with the Wisconsin Dairy History Project and the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. And essentially what we'll be doing is doing something very similar to StoryCorps. It's just sitting down farmers and their families and talking about the history, their family farm dating back generations and generations, and we're really looking forward to that. And those histories will be archived here in the state, so that's something that we're looking forward to. And then lastly, the big thing for the month is that we are sponsors of the Big Bull Falls Jazz Fest here in Wausau. That's happening this weekend, and our very own Glenn Moberg is going to be emceeing the weekend's festivities. And just like Dean said, we're still taking reservations for the Big Top trip in August 11th and 12th. And you can find out more information about any of these events that we're doing here in Central Wisconsin at wdpr.org/central.
Well, that sounds good, Rick. I mean, lots of important, serious, and fun activities happening. Talk a little bit, if you will, about the importance of Wisconsin Public Radio having a presence in Central Wisconsin.
Well, it's extremely important. We have, as you know, we have listeners from all across the state. There's lots of listeners, and this is the primary contact that many people have here in Central Wisconsin with Wisconsin Public Radio. People come into our studios, come into our offices, talk to us about the importance that they feel that Wisconsin Public Radio has on their lives. And when we're out and about in the communities, we are the face of Wisconsin Public Radio. And for example, when we were at the Midwest Renewable Energy Association Energy Fair a couple of weeks back, we had our display, our booth up there as a sponsor of that event. And we had people over the three, 4 days, just lines of people coming up to thank us for being here and being their window to the world, if you will. They've told us time and time again that they really appreciate the opportunity to talk with the staff of Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's just really good for us to be out here and listening to our listeners.
Thank you very much, Rick, for being with us. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Rick Ryer, Wisconsin Public Radio's regional manager for Central Wisconsin, based in Wausau. And I suppose I could have asked this of Rick, Mike, but there is a question from our listener logs from a listener in the Wausau area who says, I don't like that some stations air as it happens, but in Wausau, which is where I am, it's classical music. I find it hard to believe that all that many people want to listen to classical music at that time. In any case, maybe just address, you know, our two different services and which stations get what and whether or not, is there a choice in Wausau for this listener?
There is, although at night it's more difficult. Mm-hmm. And that is that WLBL AM is still on the air and broadcasting as it happens, but it goes to very low power. The two AM stations in our system are required to go to very low power because of the way AM works. Basically, at night, AM stations can have their signal travel much farther than they do during the daytime, having to do with the way the sun works with the atmosphere and so on. And as a result, in order to protect other station signals, we're required to go to low power. And so that's definitely a problem. One thing they could do is get an HD radio and listen to our news and classical station, which has a repeat of the Ideas Network on HD. So that is a possibility. And if they want to get in touch with our listener services folks, they could help them through that. So that would be one good bet. But that is definitely a challenge, and we always want to have more signals. As we talked about early in this hour, we're adding a new Ideas Network signal in the Shawamigan Bay area, but no new news on anything in the Wausau area.
Mike Crane is our guest all hour long. We are also hearing from regional managers around Wisconsin. If you have a question for Mike or some feedback for him, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And you will, by the way, on Facebook, see a picture from La Fête de Marquette, the community festival in Madison, where I found Wisconsin Public Radio staff and volunteers serving some local libations at that particular festival. They were volunteer bartenders, and it was fun to have them there. There was also a Simply Folk dance tent at this festival, and just a presence with a booth, and the new WPR sticker was a popular item. In fact, I should pick up a few more of those stickers. Joining us now, John Munson, Wisconsin Public Radio's Northwestern Regional Manager in Superior. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Joy.
So I read, in fact, that you are on your way down to Madison later today?
If you'd have done this tomorrow, I could have been in studio with you.
Well, listeners certainly recognize John as a pretty regular fill-in on the Ideas Network, often on here in the mornings and for me and for Kathleen Dunn and for Ben Marins. So, John, what is new in Superior in terms of your involvement in community events or special programming or whatever?
Well, there's actually been a lot that's gone on already this summer. As Mike mentioned earlier, we have a new radio station going on the air in Ashland sometime later this year. And also this year, Wisconsin Public Radio has been a sponsor of the Madeline Island Music Camp Mainland Concert Series. And lest you think that the music camp is a bunch of little kids running around with violins, that's not what it is. This is a very high-end music camp for, they have world-renowned musicians that come in and do residencies there, and musicians from all over the world come and study at this camp every summer, and we have a new partnership with them. We've recorded their mainland concert series, and in fact, one of the things I'm doing this morning before I leave for Madison is editing some of that music. And we will possibly be hearing that on our NPR News and Classical Music Network as part of the Wisconsin series. So that's been going on. That's a brand new partnership we're very happy about. We've got some things coming up. This coming weekend, we'll have an information table at Bay Days in Ashland, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have information about our new station in Ashland and about Wisconsin Public Radio in general, and we will have some of those brand new Wisconsin Public Radio stickers to hand out, as well as lots of other stuff. And then the following weekend, July 22nd and 23rd, will be at the Iron River Lions Club Blueberry Festival in Iron River. We'll have an information table there Friday and Saturday, and then I'll be emceeing the parade on Sunday. It's kind of become a tradition.
Oh, fun! I think we should do a program about a blueberry festival. That sounds
well,
like.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's. I think they sell more beer than blueberries there, but both are good. Not probably together. I wouldn't want to suggest that. But it's a great. It's a great family event, and it's a huge thing for the Lions Club, and we're very happy to work with them. And gosh, I've been doing this for, I think, about 8 or 9 years now. And so, yeah, the parade's lots of fun. It's a real traditional kind of parade with bands and floats, and it's really a slice of America that you don't get to see very often anymore.
Well, you know, John, Mike and I were talking earlier about the events over the weekend in Bayfield and in that area. And we both mentioned how much people love Wisconsin Public Radio, especially when both of us took visits to Bayfield. It's something special there.
Well, it really is. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, in this part of the state, one of the big reasons people love Wisconsin Public Radio is that the local commercial media, God bless them, is pointed at Minnesota. And at one time, many years ago, then Governor Thompson got really upset when he found out that there were fifth graders in Superior who thought Rudy Perpich was their governor. And that's one of the reasons that we have a bureau in Superior, was that the state funded an upgrade for KUWS, which was at the time just a small campus radio station. And in fact, that's how I got a job with Wisconsin Public Radio. So we provide a service that's not available from any other of the so-called mainstream media. We provide coverage of Wisconsin news, and almost, I think, maybe even more importantly, we tell the stories of this part of the region to the rest of the state. I mean, Mike Simonson, our news reporter here in Superior, and his award-winning student journalists send a lot of stories to the network about things that are going on up here in northern Wisconsin. And we're the channel that keeps this part of the state connected to the rest of the state. There's been, over the years, sort of a sense of disentitlement, if that's even a word, here, and a sort of a disconnected feeling from the rest of the state, and Wisconsin Public Radio has been able to bring that connection. And one of the ways we've done it is we've just gone out and gotten to know people and made ourselves visible in the community at little things like the Blueberry Festival or Bay Days, or we've been in the past, we're not this year, but we've been at the Bayfield Art Festival and different things. Been heavily involved with Big Top Chautauqua. So,
well,
you know.
John, thank you so much for keeping us connected, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, great.
John Munson, Wisconsin Public Radio's regional manager for our northwestern region based in Superior. We'll continue talking with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we'll talk with two more of Wisconsin Public Radio's regional managers, and still a time for you, too, at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Stay tuned for All Things Political with Kathleen Dunn after 9 o'clock this morning. Then after 10 o'clock this morning, Kathleen's second hour will not be heard, so we can bring you President Obama and a news conference this morning on the status of efforts to find a balanced approach to deficit reduction. Live coverage from NPR this morning starting at 10 here on the Ideas Network. We are talking with Mike Crane during this regular monthly Mondays with Mike program, where Mike talks with us about issues that matter to you about Wisconsin Public Radio. We are also hearing from regional managers of Wisconsin Public Radio who are talking about upcoming events all over the state of Wisconsin. And we have a question from a listener, Mike. From our listener logs, when are you going to resolve the problem of poor reception in the Racine area? I find that your station is off more often than it is on. This happens day and night. He wants to hear a WHAD or WHA. This is not an issue, he says, with WGTD.
That's right. The unfortunate answer is there's very little we can do to improve reception in Racine for WHAD. It certainly is not on and off in terms of what's happening with the station itself. It's generally on. But whenever I get a report like this, I take a look at the topographic map to see if what I think is going on makes sense. And anyone living in Racine will know from their own experience or looking at a topo map that there is a point where you're kind of below the ridge when you're close to the lake. It's not a huge ridge, but if you were to draw a line from, say, a low point in Racine and try to imagine aiming it toward Delafield, where WGTD is located, where WHAD is located, you'd realize that it might be hard to see it if you couldn't magically fly up or be in a helicopter or something like that. And the problem with FM broadcast is that it's line of sight, meaning the picture I was given that works for me is imagine that the transmitter is like a flashlight shining toward you. And if there's something like a hill or a building or something like that that is blocking that light from you, then you might see the halo of the light around the thing blocking you, but that might be it. And that's the problem with picking up WHAD in parts of Racine. So there are a few things listeners can do for themselves besides listening online. One thing you can do is get an external antenna for your radio and move it around in your house or in a room and see if you can't improve in terms of your reception. But there's really nothing more we can do to the signal to improve it there. And I do have a map from engineers looking at the predicted coverage. And sure enough, just like we have in Milwaukee, there's that sort of below the ridge area where it's going to be a little more iffy.
Let me welcome now Ellen Clark, who is Wisconsin Public Radio's Northeastern Wisconsin Regional Manager based in Green Bay. Hello, Ellen.
Good morning, Joy. It's great to be with you this morning.
Well, Ellen, I am looking so forward to a special event later this summer on August 31st and September 1st. You are celebrating big to-dos in Green Bay.
And we are so looking forward to having you here.
Yes, tell us about that.
In fact, it is a special year here in the Green Bay Bureau. We're going to celebrate our 25 years here in northeastern Wisconsin and on the UW-Green Bay campus. We're going to start out with a listener's dinner that will actually feature Jack Mitchell as our keynote speaker, and many will remember he's one of our former directors, and he is the one who opened the bureaus around the state and started the Ideas Network. So he's going to be our keynote speaker. We also have other special guests, local news reporter Patty Murray, our regional hosts from our music programs, and we've invited all of the former Morning Edition hosts from the Appleton Bureau that is no longer and the Green Bay Bureau. So it'll be great and fun if we can have a few show up to say hi and see what's up with them. But then the next morning is our big, the thing we're most excited about is on September 1st, that actual day we signed on at the UW campus with you, Joy, as our first Morning Edition host. We're going to have you there broadcasting live from our UW-Green Bay campus just outside the studios where we are based right now. So it's going to be a wonderful time. And
It's going to be a blast, and we'll look for some guests who are based in the region to talk about issues that matter to all of us and have a good on-site live remote commemorating 25 years. Where does the time go, Ellen?
I know, it doesn't. We were both 12 when that happened.
That's right. I was hired right out of junior high school.
Right, exactly.
So that's great. Besides that wonderful anniversary going on in August 31st and September 1st, any other events or issues that you want to touch on?
Well, as everyone in northeastern Wisconsin knows, we are the arts events area of the state, I believe. We've got things going on from Oshkosh all the way up to Door County, and at many of those events, Public Radio is going to have a booth so that we can meet our listeners, connect with people, so that we can reflect the community that we're in. Especially, though, we are at the Green Bay Farmers Market every Wednesday, well, most Wednesdays from 3 to 8. The next one we'll be at is July 27th. And our Hmong Public Radio hosts will be there, so you can come out and say hi to them. We're also going to be at the Shawano Folk Festival, and we may be recording some of that festival to play back on Simply Folk later in the year. And we are also taking the registration for the Big Top Chautauqua trip as well that Dean mentioned earlier.
Ellen, thanks very much for being with us. We'll see you next month.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Ellen Clark is our regional manager based in Green Bay, representing northeastern Wisconsin. I think we have time for one more quick call or two. Carl in Green Bay has a question related to Green Bay. Hi, Carl.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling because we also listen, we have a cottage up by Crandon, and we're able to get 88.1 out of Green Bay there, and it'll come in crystal clear for, you know, an hour or something, and then it gets real fuzzy and fades out, and then a half hour later it's back, and, you know, it just comes in and out like that, and just curious as to why that might be or what might be going on.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. And Mike, if you could be as brief as possible, we still have to talk to Lisa from Milwaukee.
Yeah, I would say it's simply that in Crandon, you're at a great distance from that signal, and some of the environmental things like where the leaves and the trees are facing can actually affect your reception when you're at a low reception point. And the best bet is to put an antenna up on the roof, and that probably would help a lot.
Thanks very much, Carl, for the call. Now joining us is Lisa Nalbandian. She is Wisconsin Public Radio's Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Manager in Milwaukee. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us. Just a couple of minutes with you, Lisa. What's one of the things you'd like to highlight that's happening in the Milwaukee area?
Well, just this past weekend, we were sponsors of two separate events. First, we were sponsoring the EcoFair 360 in Walworth County, and it's the second year we sponsored this fair, and it's an environmental fair. So they had exhibits with alternative fuel vehicles. They had exhibits on solar and wind power, organic gardening, and lifestyles. And it's the second year we worked with them, and it's such a great event. And also this weekend, we were sponsors of the Lake Country Art Festival in Delafield. And we've worked with the folks in Delafield for many, many years, and we had a booth at the festival on Saturday. And we had staff there, Katie Mattson, Chuck Hornbach, along with volunteers. And it's a beautiful art festival with painting and textiles and woodwork and glass and all of the great things that you expect from wonderful art festivals. And to round out this summer, we are partnering with Old World Wisconsin. We worked with them a few years ago. We had a really great listener appreciation event out there. And we thought, you know, now it's time to work with them again. So we are sponsors of their vintage baseball games.
Oh,
and
fun.
Yeah, there's three more coming up this summer. This weekend, July 16th, and then another one on July 30th and on August 27th. And vintage baseball is how baseball was played around 1860. So they played by the rules of 1860, the terminology of 1860. And, for example, all the players play without gloves. So it's pretty exciting to see they go out and they play in a big field.
Oh.
Yeah.
Something like strike four.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, we're out of time, Lisa. Thank you so much for being with us and looking forward to seeing you in Milwaukee sometime this summer, too.
Sounds great.
Lisa Nalbandian is Wisconsin Public Radio's Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Manager based in Milwaukee. And if you want more information on any of these events that all of our regional managers talked about, I'm sure, Mike, that all of this is available on the regional pages of WPR.org.
Yes, that's right, and that can be found by going to WPR.org and just looking for that link on the right-hand side.
We have less than a minute. Do you have one more thing that you want to mention?
I looked up the coverage area for WHID, and boy, Crandon, you'd be awfully lucky to receive it because the map, even the engineer's one with the predicted coverage extended very far, it doesn't show as getting to Crandon, so definitely will need that antenna for reliable
coverage.
Will
there ever be in 30 seconds a northeastern Wisconsin station to cover that little hole of no station?
Don't know.
Yeah.
You know, there aren't that many station frequencies left, and constructing them can be several hundred thousand dollars easily, so I couldn't be sure.
Mike, thank you so much for coming in today.
Always a pleasure.
Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. You don't have to wait for this program with Mike to provide us with feedback. You can go to WPR.org and email us. You can call 1-800-747-7444 and talk to somebody in audience services. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.